We have something of a red letter day here. The House and Senate Armed Services Committee have finished conferring over the 2018 Defense Authorization Bill. It authorizes nearly $700 billion for defense next year. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me in studio with the details. And Scott, I guess you could say we had NADA last week. Now we have NDAA.
That's right.
Sorry. All right. So tell us how the money is broken down.
Well, it's like you said, about $700 billion and it's $626.4 for the base in billions of dollars and $65.7 in OCO for base.
That's a good OCO.
That's a big OCO. Yeah. It's almost, $66 billion in OCO. Now, here's the issue. The BCA caps, the sequestration caps, are at $549 billion, and that's something that has not been addressed by Congress. That's something they'll have to fix by the end of the year. As you know, the continuing resolution ends in December. Now, all this money is basically make-believe at this point. It's only authorized. That doesn't mean that it's actually appropriated, which is up to the appropriators in a completely different committee, but they are allowed to appropriate up to these numbers at this point.
And can Congress decide whether it wants to bother with the Budget Control Act? I mean, one Congress can't really legally obligate a future Congress. So they could say, well, that was nice, but we're going to authorize this and appropriate it anyhow.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, they can do a one-year budget deal or a two-year budget deal, something like that, to lift the caps. But, they have until, the 2020s to deal with the sequestration issue unless they actually repeal the law. So, it's going to be something that's going to rear its head annually until they can actually deal with it.
All right. So $624 billion for the main budget. And how does that translate to end strength?
Right. Well, they're going to add to the end strength. You know, Donald Trump, he's been talking about making the military bigger. And Congress has been wanting to do that for years under the Republican leadership. So what it's going to be is 7,500 more Army active duty end strength, 4,000 more active duty Navy, 1,000 more Marines, and 4,100 more Air Force. The Air Force is one of the main services that's been pleading for more and more people. Right now, they're at 321,000 active duty. This will bring them up to 325,100.
But they're adding troops and sailors and soldiers and Marines, but they're not adding all that much. They're adding some, but not really big numbers historically in platforms, are they?
No, I mean, when it comes to adding in strength people, it takes time. You know, this is something that can't be done over a week or over a year even. It takes a lot of time to build up. And as you remember, the Army was drawing down before. It was supposed to get down to 450,000 troops. They stopped that bleeding and are now trying to push it back up. So really, this is almost like a 20,000 troop increase for them because they were expecting to go the other way.
But in terms of platforms, the Army, I saw a presentation the other day, they're only asking for 141, say, new aircraft. Just 2 years ago, they were asking for 255 new aircraft. And this translates also to the Air Force asking for 100 new planes. A few years ago, they were asking for a couple of hundred new planes. So it's growing in troop size, but the military is not growing as fast as it has in recent years in terms of hardware.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're also investing in a lot of new platforms, you know, and then you also have to take into account the nuclear triad, which is a big price tag that's going to be $30 billion over the next, 20 years or so. There's a lot of different pressures hitting the military right now. But there's also a lot of areas where they could be saving money. Like, there was a report that came out of DOD about a year ago that said $125 billion could be saved over 5 years purely through streamlining processes and technology. So you also have to remember that DOD is not an audited agency, unlike most of the other ones in the government. So,
Senator McCain, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, threatened DOD over that very issue, didn't he?
Yes. I mean, he's threatened them many times over this. This is something that they've promised to do by 2018. The now comptroller claims he's going to have it done, at least a preliminary one. But, we'll see how it ends up going in 2018.
He'll have to burn the midnight oil on that one.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, and this idea of commercial buying and online marketplaces that has been bandying back between the two different armed services committees. How did that come out?
Right. So that ended up being in the bill, which is something a little bit of a surprise considering how controversial it was. And if you don't remember, this allows the Defense Department to buy things like we can on Amazon or from Grainger or from Staples. You just go on and say, I need a stapler. Bam, you got it. You just buy it. That's it. It did have a couple of worries that it might cause a little bit of a monopoly when it comes to buying on these online marketplaces that are already set up with the government. And there were already a few things like eMall that did this already. So the way this works is it's going to be government-wide. It's going to be GSA registered, and it's going to start immediately as soon as the bill passes, or if it passes. So we're going to see how this ends up going.
Well, I wonder how soon GSA would really be able to deliver on that. They've got their Schedule 70. They've got their category management. What are they going to set up, and when can they set it up?
That's going to fall on DOD and GSA to kind of figure that out and how they're going to make this all work between the two of them.
And another management issue for the Defense Department is security clearances. They had made noise that they want to take it back away from OPM and its new NBIB setup because of the backlog that seems to be getting worse or not getting better. Did that come through in the NDAA?
That's right. And this is something that's kind of flown under the radar a little bit. But, at least in this NDAA, NBIB is going to be split, basically, and DOD is going to be taking control of what they are doing for security clearances, and then OPM and NBIB themselves will be doing separate ones. So that's something that's going to be pretty controversial in the future to see how DOD does this, and they're going to be taking some of OPM's budget in order to do this as well.
And there's a big change coming in February, which is not part of this most recent NDAA, but the result of an earlier one, and that is the split of the Office of Acquisition Technology and Logistics into two, and that's going to proceed apace, correct?
Yes, so that's something that's going to be a little more phased. Ellen Lord, who's the now undersecretary, probably the last undersecretary of Acquisition Technology and Logistics, said that she's working on this split. It's something that they're trying to get through, but it's not something that's just going to be, February 1st, bam, they're two different subjects. It's going to be a slow, methodical approach that they're going to be reviewing constantly. And she's already made a goal to try and cut contracting time by 50%.
Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.